What is up, Fit Fam? It is Coach Rye from Team Flex from My Rant Motherfucking Rye Rant Radio, everybody. You know what the damn show is. And today I'm going to talk about some shit that's going to break it down for you. Give you the real deal motherfucking truth that you need to hear. So if you get anything out of my show at any point in time, please do me a motherfucking favor and share it. This is Rye Rant Fucking Radio. Come on now. Make sure that shit is turned up. Let's go, let's go. Damn, damn. What is up, my fam? Coach Rye. You are on Rye Ram motherfucking radio. If you haven't been on here before, I don't know what the hell you've been doing with your life. But it's about to get a lot fucking better, let me tell you that shit. All right, you guys, today I want to talk about a serious thing that goes for a lot of people, okay? And it is people that cannot handle the motherfucking build, okay? And when I talk about the build, I'm talking about your fitness. I'm talking about you as a competitor trying to make your improvements, grow your muscle. You as a person that, you know, maybe you want to lose weight, but you actually need to do some strength training, some muscle building to do that. You as the fucking chicken shit motherfucker out there that can't handle the fact that the scale went up, the scale went this way, your metrics went up, you gained a little body fat, your clothes don't fit the same, you're being a little bitch. All right, I gotta be straight with you guys. There are some people out there that just can't handle doing the work that actually fucking makes you better. And this goes far beyond just your fitness. This is also a metaphor for life. But there are so many fucking people out there I've seen in recent time that cannot handle the things that make them build. The things that make you fucking grow. The things that you know you have to do to actually fucking get better. But you know what? You can't handle the differences, you can't handle the effects, you can't handle the tweaks, you can't handle the fact that you have to actually do this build and be uncomfortable in order to become your best fucking version of yourself. And as you guys know on Team Flex, we coach a lot of fucking people for a lot of goals, but especially a lot of competitors. And I see the ones that as soon as they get off stage and they go into, you know, their improvement season and they start eating, you know, in different ways, not dieting as much, reverse dieting, they start to lose that condition. They start to lose that same level of leanness. They start to lose that, which is normal, but they start to panic. They start to freak the fuck out. Say something's wrong, complain, whine, bitch, fucking moan. I've seen it all, you guys. I've heard it all. And there's some people that just can't fucking handle it. Those ones that can't handle it won't ever fucking get there. They won't ever be as good as they could be because they didn't fucking do the work and deal with the uncomfortability that comes from having to grow in life, having to challenge your comfort zone, having to deal with the motherfucking build is the single differentiating factor of if you're going to make it or not in the motherfucking end, let me tell you. And it's not as simple as anybody thinks. You know, you go through this period of dieting, you go through this period of prep, you got a nice goal and all this shit. Well, guess what? You have to still turn around, and you still have to turn that into something else. You still have to do the opposite. You can't stay one way all the time. You can't always be lean. You can't always be on stage. You can't always be trying to win the fucking award. Sometimes you have to do the work that takes you there to get you better and do that for a while before you go do that shit again. And it's the same for everybody competing in any sport, right? You have seasons. You have times you compete and times you don't. And if you always act like you're going to be competing, you always act like you're on fucking stage, you always act like you're in the court throwing the fucking ball, well, you're not getting better then. I can tell you that. You're staying the fucking same. And you're probably honestly downgrading. You're getting worse. You're getting worse and worse because you can't overdo the process. You can only do the process as much as it will let you. And if you waste your fucking time trying to be the person 24/7 that's lean, 24/7 playing the game with nobody else on the court, 24/7 doing X, Y, motherfucking Z, it will not benefit you in the end. It will not take you to the place you want to be. You will be a fucking has-been. You will be a person that never did it. You'll be a person that never got to that fucking point. You will be the one that had to give up because you know what? It just wasn't for you. It just didn't work. You could never do it no matter what. And I'll bet you'll blame a lot of other fucking people instead of sitting down and saying, you know what? Shit, maybe, just fucking maybe, I should have done better. Maybe I should have actually considered the fact that if I gotta make improvement, I gotta, you know, craft my craft better, then I'm gonna have to fucking take some time to do that. I'm gonna have to fucking take some time to actually relax. I gotta actually build some muscle. I gotta actually grow as an athlete. I gotta actually grow as a competitor if I wanna do my best on stage. And you guys, when I'm talking about competing, I'm talking about all this shit, I'm talking about your fitness, we're also talking about always on Rye Rant Radio, that fucking metaphor for life. Because realistically, we are talking about life. If you don't know when the season is, where you play the game, where it's your turn to fucking line up your chess pieces and fucking slaughter, and you don't know when the time is, you gotta learn the game better first, you're fucked in life. You gotta know these things. You gotta know when it's time to go and when it's time to pull back. Balance is the key to success all the time. And this doesn't mean that you have to fucking, you know, oh, well, balance means doing nothing. Balance means no cardio. Balance means no. Doesn't fucking mean that. What it means is that you have to understand that everything is in a phase. And when you have a phase where you're gonna go and you're gonna go fucking balls to the wall, lay the motherfucking brick, break through some shit, and hopefully win whatever the fuck you're trying to do, that you also equally have to have the time where you make improvement on that. When you plan, you prepare, you fucking do it, and then you know what? Now you got a bigger wall to break. You got another thing to do. You got another trophy to win, another stage, another business, another career goal, another fucking thing you wanna do in your life. That you can't just fucking go do. It might feel good to always be doing. It might feel good to always be on stage. It might feel good to always think that you're fucking winning. But at the end of the day, you are losing if you don't take time to make sure you're doing the things that make sure that you can win better. You have to do the things in your life that make sure that you can win better the next time. Because every time that you win something, the next thing gets harder. The next thing gets bigger. The next thing that you have to do gets fucking scarier and scarier every single time. And if you constantly try to do the same shit because you're not improving, you're not getting better, you just assumed you could maintain, you just assumed you could do the same thing you've done, you're fucking losing, even if you're maintaining. Because if you're going through your life and you're not getting better, if you're going through your fucking life and you're not getting better, you're dying. You're wasting your time. You're fucking spinning your circles, and you're never gonna be as great as you could be. And if you have to debate, if you have to debate in your mind if not being as great as you could be is as good as maintaining where you are, then I don't know what the fuck you're doing listening to my podcast. Because at the end of the day, anything less than your best, anything less than the furthest you could go, anything less than the most that you could fucking put in is a fucking failure. You have lost. If you accept that, if you accept the fact that it was good enough, then you've accepted the fact to never fucking win again. And every time I do these damn podcasts, you guys, I get fired up. I start thinking about all the fucking people that I know that could have been great. I start thinking all the people that I've trained over the years that, you know, shit just didn't work out. It didn't fit. They quit. They left the team. They did whatever the fuck. I think of all the people that I know that I've never trained, but the people that I knew in life that gave up on their fucking goals. They gave up on their dreams because they couldn't deal with the uncomfortability. They couldn't deal with the fucking shit that came with not always being on stage, not always being at the top, not always being at the thing, and not understanding that the only way that you consistently ever land in the top is by taking fucking time to get better. And you should be doing this every day. You should be doing it every day. But you should especially be doing it when a season permits that you should be doing it. Your life, if you want to be the best in anything, whether it's competing, whether it's weight loss, whether it's muscle building, whether it's your fucking career, your life in general, you have to know when it's time to go, when it's time to be all fucking in, and when it's time to make improvements, when it's time to level the fuck up, when it's time to pull that shit back and work on that build, work on making that growth, work on growing your body and your fucking mind so that you can go further, so that you can be better, so that you can get to the fucking top. And then when you get there, you can step back and second guess that shit again and get even fucking better, grow even fucking more, become a better person, and go to the top that you never dreamed possible or even fucking imagined for yourself. That is, in fact, the only way you get there. And there is no fucking easy answer. Everybody wants the handout. Everybody thinks that it's as simple as doing it one time. Everybody thinks that if you did it once, you have to be able to fucking do it again, doing the same shit. And anything beyond that, anything in the other direction, it automatically just means it's bad. Anything that's different, anything that's changing, you've been doing something so long, so anything must be bad. I'll tell you guys what, the worst fucking thing you can ever do is settle for trying to do the same shit over and over and never having improved. Remember that shit, change that shit, and stop being a little fucking bitch about it.